Om Namaste everyone. Hope the new year has begun on a very good note, a very positive note, and all of you are on your path of seeking, figuring out how to be more at peace with yourself. As the new year begins, I have to ask you a very simple and a very absolutely plain question. Are you a people's pleaser? Do you live your life pleasing others? Yes or no? It's a simple question. Are you a people pleaser? Which means, do you spend most of your time, take all your decisions and what people think bother to you? Then you are a people pleaser. What people say about you, how do they treat you, and what will they think about your actions? How will they judge you? And you mold your actions accordingly as per their judgment to make them happy, to make them think good of you, to make them judge you well, then my friend, you are an absolute people pleaser. Now you must be thinking, what's wrong with Ritu? Why is she asking this question? We all like to make others happy. We all want others to be happy. We all want our actions to be appreciated. We all want to be in good books of others. What's wrong with it? It's not wrong till the time you are being yourself and honestly walking your path of karma. But it's a disaster if you are changing yourself, making changes in your personality to please others. You are wearing a black dress for your husband is not a people pleaser. You love him and you're doing this for him. But if you are wearing a dress that neither does suit you, nor you think it's appropriate for you, but you're wearing it so that everybody in the party thinks of you to be hip, stylish, chic, and somebody stands out in the crowd, definitely something's wrong. And it's not you. Most of the people do this. When we start, you remember we were talking about that mold? When we start living the life of somebody else, start taking the clothes of that mold, this is what we've become. A people pleaser. And this is what the ego does to us. It tells us how to live, how to behave, what to do, how to carry ourselves, whom to be with, whom not to be with, to please them. The persons who live this kind of life live an absolutely untrue life. Again, I'm not saying there's something wrong with making people happy. But the problem is when you want to make others happy by doing things which are untrue. They must not be wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's untrue. You don't do things to make people happy. You do them because you want to do them. You don't be somebody else to make somebody happy, to judge you well. But you do them because that's the way you are. Whether it's bad gestures or good gestures. And most of these people pleasers, all these people who love to please their family members and everything, you know, they want to be the limelight of the family. They want to be out there, you know. Oh my God, this is a groovy person. Are very hollow, unhappy people because they spend all their lives making others happy. But trust me, you're not cotton candy. You're neither a chocolate that everybody's going to be happy eating you. Even in that position, even in that state, not everybody's going to be happy with you. Because you didn't realize the first person, the first responsibility that you have towards is yourself. If you are happy inside, if you're smiling inside, anybody you look at, you're going to smile. If you have truth inside, you'll feel so liberated. If you have peace inside, that's exactly what you give. That's exactly what I tell my daughter most of the time. When people have sugar in their hearts, they'll give out cotton candies. When they have chilies in their heart, that's what they'll distribute. So if you have chilies in your heart, but you're distributing cotton candies, I'm sure even a child understands what happens. Your inside will get disconnected with your outside. And for you to look into the mirror and to talk to yourself will actually become difficult. And then you'll say, you know, nothing makes me happy. I don't know this hollowness. You know, I don't know why I cry. I'm in depression. I can't sleep. I'm insomniac. I need medicine. It's good to please others. It's good to live the way, you know, making others happy. But don't do that on conditions of them loving you back. That's the problem. Don't make your relationships conditioned. If I do this, this person is going to be happy. Then, you know, he's going to approve me of that, my action. And most of us do that. And actually, we don't realize how far we go away from ourselves. Because the only person we need to firstly keep happy is ourselves. I'm not saying you become selfish. I've done a lot many sessions on self-love. Which definitely doesn't mean going for a massage, making a cake for yourself. And no, accept your truth. Please others. But remember, there's inside you. That's the first first person on this planet you need to please. That only gets pleased by true love, happiness, peace, and joy that you give to yourself. Please yourself. Be happy looking in the mirror. Thank you. Keep seeking and walking this path, this journey of visiting yourself more often. Namaste.
You are listening to Podcast with Richa.